You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's Friday afternoon. We've got Fatboy Slim there and Sunset, and before that, the McCoys and Hang On Sloopy. We've got Paul Braden waiting to talk to us. He's got a difficult task between now and the 1st of June. He and his team on the Isle of Wight have got to put something in place that sets us up for the future. A lot is in his hands, and I wouldn't want to be in his position, because whatever you do, you're going to either get a pat on the back or you're going to get a kick in the shins, one or the other. Which would you prefer, Paul?
I prefer everyone to make the right decision based upon what they feel, listen to the advice, and do what they think is right.
We have got this period of time, as we mentioned last time we spoke, to put things in place. If things do change, there's obviously a plan in place for, you know, as and when that can be rolled out. Would it be fair to say that you don't want all the kids to go back to school, so it would be okay if certain parents think, do you know what, I'm not going to send little Johnny back, because you can't handle all of the kids anyway, because you need some to drop out. Is that fair to say?
I think it's very fair to say the right decision was made to close all schools apart from the vulnerable children and children of key workers. That was a very easy decision to make based on the statistics and we hadn't reached the peak of the coronavirus in this country. Very easy decision to make that I think everyone fully agreed with. I said at the time, and I've always said, that the decision to relax restrictions on anything, not just schools, is a very, very tough one, because it's when you do it, how you do it, was never going to be greeted with universal approval. There's so many people that have got opinions, and I respect everyone's opinions, because, you know, everyone's right to, you know, make an opinion. As far as I'm concerned, the government would like all children back in school prior to the end of the school year, so they can finish the school year out, have a break, and start the new school year. But as a practical step, you've got to start somewhere. So the decision was made to put year one and year six back in primary schools on the 1st of June, providing the situation doesn't get any worse, of course. If the R number goes the wrong way, the Prime Minister or the Secretary of State could say, no, it's not safe to do so. But at the moment, all schools have got a plan for the 1st of June for those 3 years. That will be regularly, you know, reviewed. And then further decisions will be made whether more years go back this side of the summer break or not, but only if it's safe to do so for the pupils and for the staff.
Last time we spoke, Paul, I gave all of this some thought and then focused on the situation that we find ourselves in at the radio station. We are all still broadcasting from home, and it isn't just a case of, right, we're going to open the doors and let everybody back in. It suddenly dawned on me that, no, we've actually got to have something in place. We could either bury our heads in the sand and wait, or we can put a plan in place. And I kind of respect the stance that has been taken, purely and simply because we have got something to do here. We've got to do it at some point. But obviously, it's a far bigger plan, you know, X amount of schools, X amount of kids, than one little radio station with 25 broadcasters in. So respect to you and your team for having to do that. How's it all going?
Well, I think, bear in mind, all schools have remained open during lockdown, with differing numbers of pupils in the school every day. The Isle of Wight actually has had well above the national average of pupils in on a daily basis. And of course, you know, those pupils that have been in school have been experiencing self-distancing, cleanliness. There's a lot of the things that are in the government's guidelines for reopening schools has already been, you know, been happening in schools of smaller numbers. And when the government announced its guidelines for the 1st of June, there was a whole list of criteria schools had to adhere to regarding cleanliness, size of classes, staggering arrival times, staggering lunchtime, creating effectively sort of working bubbles to make things as safe as possible. And all schools have been working diligently towards having that all in place by the 1st of June. There's no schools on the island at the moment indicating they won't be ready for the 1st of June, or that they won't be intending to open. They're just, you know, really putting the plan in place. But we're working with them to make sure they have got, because if their plan isn't in place, the risk assessments aren't where they should be, then as an authority, we could say, look, we don't think you should open just yet until you've, you know, ticked all the boxes. So we're doing as much as we can working with the schools, and the schools have been brilliant working with us to put the criteria and just the regulations in place to open safely.
Are we in a position where we're on course or we're ready?
All schools will be ready by the 1st of June. That's what they've all told us, but we'll be checking that regularly to make sure that they've, you know, done their risk assessments. They've done all the measures in place to make sure they are ready. But at the moment, they're all on course to be ready to open on the 1st of June for the three stipulated years.
What's the most difficult thing you've had to put in place?
Oh, I think that the hardest thing is going to be obviously social distancing of the young people, because, you know, that they won't. It's just harder for young people to socially distance and understand what's going on, and in the end, the safety of the staff. But it's things like make sure they've got enough sanitizer, they've got enough sinks, enough toilets to make sure they can, you know, transition people around the school correctly. You know, the bubbles won't, you know, cross up with each other. But at the same time, maintaining the standards of work.
Have the youngsters that you're expecting to come back, have they been told anything? Has a letter gone home to say, hey, look, there's a different system going to be in place. You may need to work with little Johnny, between now and the 1st of June. Or are they coming in and they're not going to know anything?
Absolutely. All schools have been in contact with their, through their governing body and their PTAs, they've been in contact with the parents on a regular basis. A lot of schools are sort of views of the parents. There's been fact sheets going out. There's been the government guidelines that have been circulated by schools. So the communication on the Isle of Wight between schools and the parents has been really good. So then no one will be going in, you know, expecting to see life as it was. And equally, of course, it's worth pointing out that it'll be strongly recommended that those years go in, but it's parental choice on whether those children do actually attend school on the 1st of June or whether they come back a couple of weeks later after see how it goes. It's parental choice as to whether they send their children into school in those 3 years.
What happens if everybody comes back to school or wants to come back to school? How do you then choose to limit the amount? Who gets chosen?
Well, at the moment, it's obviously, you know, the 3 years have been selected. So if a primary school has got seven years in it, they'd have seven classrooms. So it's quite easy to put, you know, 3 years into six bubbles of 15. One school, I believe, on the island has done its risk assessment and said, look, because of the size of our classrooms, we only think it's safe to run 10 in that class rather than 15 maximum. That's fine. They've done their risk assessments on that basis. So the decision will be the schools telling local authority what their plans are. But equally, if we're not convinced that they can convince us that they've put all the measures in place, then we will intervene and say, we don't think you're ready to open. But at the moment, you know, the way it's looking, all schools will be ready by the 1st of June.
Okay, what would you say to parents that do have, like, major concerns?
I would say to the parents, listen to the advice, talk to your school, whatever school you send your child to, make an informed choice. Yeah, I think, you know, you could listen to your neighbour, you could listen to the news, you can read papers, an informed choice on what is right and safe for your child.
Would it be deemed okay, just say, for instance, if you're a parent and you're a concerned parent, to say, I'm keeping little Johnny home for now, I'm going to see how it pans out, and then we'll see?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course it is. That's why it's not going to be made compulsory at this stage. During lockdown, you know, parents have been homeschooling their children with support and work sent from the school. Some parents may have found that easy. Some parents may have found that hard. Some children may have found it easy to sit in a room all day and study. Some people may find it hard not to be with their classmates. Children will react in a different way. And equally, you know, some parents would have effectively homeschooled their children and may continue to do so right through until possibly September when all schools reopen fully, if that is the case. It's absolutely right for the parent to make the right choice for their child's safety and their child's education. I've spoken to a couple of, friends of mine that have got primary age children. One situation where parents don't agree at the moment, which is the right thing to do. They will by the time it comes. The main thing is that little Johnny is getting his education at home. And equally, I've got another family who've got children in different years. 1 year is going back, 1 year isn't going back, and it's getting the head round, you know, this sibling can go back to school and this sibling can't. And it's getting that and making the decision then, you know, what's right for them. So it's a choice of the parents. Help my boss, please listen to the guidance and speak to your school. If you have any concerns that your school isn't safe, you know, keep them at home. Because you're happy the school is safe and you think it'd be in the best interest of your child to go back to school, then we'll make sure the school fits all the criteria to make it safe to do so.
So if this is a success, on June the 1st, everything gets rolled out and 2 weeks on, it's a success and things are happening properly and rightly and figures are going down and less of a danger out there, how long will it be before other schools, other ages will be sort of put in a similar situation?
Well, I think the government's original thought process when they shared their thoughts was that they'd start a phased return. But, you know, they would like, if possible, all children to have at least 4 weeks in school before the end of term, normally sort of the third week of July. So if it was a success and going well and the national picture was going down, you know, it may well be that towards the end of June, the decision is made that all children should be back in school. It may not. We'll follow government guidance. There's some key years, I think, around, you know, like year 10 is a key year where the pupils are doing their first year of GCSEs. Schools have got a sixth form, you know, year 12, where they're doing their first year, their A-levels. There are some key years that are probably, you know, more important than some of the other years. But, yeah, we, as an authority on the island, we've decided to follow national guidance because they've got the experts, scientific and medical experts, guiding them. The government are making the tough decisions, putting in place real detailed level of requirements for schools reopen. That we're helping the schools to make sure they follow, and we'll be guided by government, you know, guidance.
Okay, I mean, it is most of this is it seems to be common sense, and you know, it's not compulsory. People do have the option to not, and if they want to, and if they're more comfortable, sit back and watch the situation unfold and so on. And the other thing to point out is the situation will be when the kids get to school, there will be an environment, it will be different, everybody will know their roles, and it's been set up so that it will be safe, and you know, not just for the pupils, but the teachers as well. What's the feeling amongst the teachers? Is there, are they all positive about it, looking forward to it, or are they a little bit concerned?
The ones I've spoken to and the feedback I've had through my offices is that, full of credit for all the head teachers, all the staff, the support staff, the site staff, everyone is just taking it in their stride and getting on with it. And I think it's a real credit to the island. Yes, some staff will have concerns. If they have concerns, raise them with their head teacher, you know, and say, you know, they've got concerns about being in, and you know, that will be discussed sympathetically with the head teacher. But, you know, everyone, I think the whole country is looking for some sort of return to normality, whatever normality will be in all aspects, but only when safe to do so. And there's no way that I would condone any putting the safety of our children or staff at schools in risk. That's not the right thing to do. Is it right to return to school? Of course it is. But children need their education, but it's got to be right and safe to do so.
Okay, just one more question, and that is, I mean, just before lockdown, we had students booked in from Christ the King College, and the reason why they couldn't come is not because of the students, is because their teacher was told to stay away from school, as were a few others, because they had asthma and underlying issues. I'm guessing that situation is still involved. So, is, you know, if there are teachers or even pupils that have underlying issues, are they being asked to stay away and not attend on the 1st of June?
The national guidance on anyone for it that's vulnerable, has not changed at all. If you have a vulnerable adult who doesn't feel they should be in school because they're on the vulnerable list, speak to the head teacher. And saying if a parent thinks that their child is vulnerable, keep them at home.
Okay. No, I'm glad you made that point and cleared that up. So Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. And I wish you all luck in the world.
One further point, if I may.
Of course you can.
One question they asked to me was, well, I've got to send my child into school. I'm going to get a fine for having my child in school. No, you're not. We will not be, there will be no fines for children not being in school. And until schools fully reopen, there will be no fines for non-attendance, because I want everyone to be in school safely, and I want the parents to feel comfortable that that's the right thing to do for their child, and I respect everyone's views on making the right choice for their child at this extraordinarily difficult time.
Yeah, it's not compulsory, so it's a case of common sense.
Yeah, it's the children's education, and if they're getting a good education at home, the parents are okay with the work being sent home from the schools. Parents are okay with home tuitioning for the time being. Yeah, that's a decision I would respect. But if they think their child would be better off being in school, and they feel safe to do so, again, that's another opinion I'd respect. We won't know what the numbers are of people attending. It may well be it starts off at one figure, and then as people think, actually working for, little Johnny down the road, the numbers may increase as time goes on. We don't know. We know how many people could be in, how many people will be in. We will not know that until obviously, the 1st of June, unless that date slips through government advice.
Okay. I really appreciate your time today, Paul. Good luck with it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Ian.